Bulletin Fupi
on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
It's 11:07. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And we're coming to you live from our Parktown North studios, which have been hampered by load shedding, like many other areas in South Africa. And this evening, we are going to focus on that conversation that we've mentioned to you regarding inflation. There's been challenges with our phone line, so again, your patience with us is appreciated. And of course, we are doing our best to make sure that we can give you conversations that we have this evening. So much so that we try to our best to make use of technology, which hopefully will not fail us now. But heading back to inflation and the pressures on our economy, we now join on the line by Sanisha Pakrisamy, economist at Momentum Investments, to give us some insight into the inflation figures we've seen globally, but also in South Africa too. Sanisha, I'm hoping that you can hear us loud and clear on your end.
Hi, Google, I can hear you loud and clear. Nice to be chatting again.
Fantastic. Great to be chatting. And I guess this is a very practical example of the life and times we live in South Africa, right? Where things go wrong.
Of course.
And you very quickly need to make a plan and source alternatives, right?
Of course, South Africans always make a plan.
Definitely. Speaking of that plan, Sanisha, I guess before we talk about a plan that can be made with inflation, let's look at the reality of the inflationary environment, not only in South Africa, but the world over. Where are we in terms of inflation? Because this seems like we are rewriting history all at the same time.
I think, Gogo, that's a really good starting point, is to really look at the global economy, because unfortunately, South Africa does not operate in a silo. And when our own Reserve Bank meets to make the final monetary policy decision tomorrow afternoon, they have to take into account what's been happening in the global environment, which, as you rightly point out, is soaring inflation. What we will also see later on this evening is the outcome of the United States Federal Reserve meeting, which is also going to be quite an important driver in determining the direction for global interest rate policy. And unfortunately, with global interest rates going higher to combat higher rates of inflation, it's very likely that we'll continue to see an interest rate hiking stance from our own central bank for the very same reasons.
And let's talk about that particular print, right, before we get to the central bank expectations for tomorrow. But that's 7.6% in August, dipping softer, but not enough, right?
So fortunately, we did actually see a downtrend, as you point out, with that inflation print. It came in just marginally higher than what the consensus was looking for, but didn't really move the market. So I think it came in roughly in line with what most investors were expecting. You know, this is one reading. So, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer, as they say. So we will have to see a couple of inflation prints that are now showing a consistent downward trend in the headline inflation number. This is also not the only input that the Reserve Bank looks at when deliberating on monetary policy decisions. They also take into account what is happening to underlying inflation, and more importantly, what is expected from the longer-dated inflation expectations in terms of where businesses and trade unions and households view inflation.
Let's talk about that, because that outlook appears to be very vague at the moment. What are your expectations in terms of the inflationary outlook in the short to medium term?
Well, Google, I think it really was the inflation expectations survey that drove the Reserve Bank to act as aggressively as they did in the last Monetary Policy Committee meeting. They have worked very hard to get inflation expectations away from that upper end of the 3-6% band and down to the 4.5% midpoint. And in the last quarter, we saw that inflation expectations became de-anchored and started to ratchet higher. And I think that the Reserve Bank is going to embark on tighter monetary policy in order to curb those inflation expectations and to prevent a runaway of inflation. Mm. Now, our own internal forecasts actually expect a decent deceleration in headline inflation. We're actually looking for an average of 6.7% on headline inflation this year, and we're anticipating that inflation actually goes all the way down to 5% next year. So we're looking at this as more of a food and fuel price shock, and we're not really looking for mega second-round inflationary impacts. In other words, we're not expecting inflation to become very entrenched in the rest of the economy, which I think is the key concern of the Reserve Bank right now.
And that wouldn't be such a big challenge, right? But I guess that's what the Reserve Bank does need to respond to nonetheless in terms of the purchasing power parity. Expectations for the interest... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, the difficulty is that if you hike interest rates today, it's not really going to do anything for the current fuel price or the current food price. So monetary policy tends to work best when it's actually targeting your underlying or core inflation. And I think this is where our own central bank really wants to stay ahead of the curve and prevent inflation from becoming more broad-based. In the last MPC meeting, they warned about what they call inflation persistence, which is really inflation, you know, getting out, the genie escaping from the bottle. And they're quite worried about that. So, I mean, you asked in terms of our expectations, we're actually looking for another 75 basis point increase to come through tomorrow. Sure. And following that, we're expecting another 50 basis point increase. At the moment, our interest rates, once you subtract inflation, our real interest rate is still in negative territory, which suggests that we're running accommodative monetary policy, even though inflation is above the upper end of the target band. So I do think we will need to see further interest rate hikes to move us into a more restrictive or at least a neutral stance on monetary policy.
So in other words, things are bad, but they're not that bad. They're just returning back to what, pre-COVID levels?
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I think what is really spooking markets right now is the magnitude and frequency at which the rate hikes have come through. So the Financial Times did an excellent piece on this, where they looked at the last couple of years from the beginning of the century, in fact. And this period that we currently in has seen the biggest interest rate increases that we've had, even more so than what we had during the global financial crisis. So remember, we came off a very low base because central banks across the globe had cut interest rates to very thin levels in order to support the economy throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. So our starting point was quite low. So where we might not, you know, see the same nominal interest rates being reached as we have in the past, remember that we have come off quite a low base and the rate of interest rate tightening is quite sharp relative to history.
Mm. On that note, though, Sanisha, as you say, it's not as aggressive as what we've seen or could be, especially in comparison to international markets. I'm keen to understand how this is likely going to influence and impact South Africa in households. So what do we do as families who are managing budgets, who are still trying to save and invest, and at the same time meet the daily travel and basic needs that we have in terms of expenditure?
Oh, Gugu, you've hit the nail on the head here because, you know, there is they call it the sacrifice ratio. And so to combat high inflation by raising interest rates, it does have a sacrifice ratio in terms of it does actually dent economic growth prospects. So for the ordinary household that may have a mortgage outstanding on their home, they may have a car loan, they will now be paying more in terms of borrowing costs. And that basically takes away from the consumer's pockets. Even though we have had, you know, fuel price decline in August as well as in September, and the current over-recovery points to another fuel price dip for October, in year-on-year terms, our petrol inflation is still around 35 to 40%. So, you know, this year we are still paying much more than we did a year ago for petrol prices. And as a result, that is still eating away into consumers' pockets. In my view, I think we are going to see consumer spending slowing into next year. We are facing high inflation. We are facing higher borrowing costs. From a wealth perspective, we are likely to see lower asset price inflation coming through, so less supportive for higher income households. And of course, we're still dealing with the structural unemployment in the South African economy. And I think these things are going to weigh negatively on the SA consumer going into 2023.
Sure. So it's going to be a gloomy festive season, if I can make that assumption. Will it be?
You know, we say that the consumers in South Africa need to tighten their belts, and I think we have to brace ourselves for a reasonably challenging period ahead.
Ooh, oh, got you on that one. Sanisha, you put it so nicely, but it's hard to accept. But we will move forward with it, and I guess understanding the reality that things are tough. And as we've explained, it's tough everywhere in the world. And of course, going to get a little tougher here in South Africa in the short to medium term. But let's also not, be incredibly alarmed, as this is just a correction and a move back to what we saw at pre-pandemic levels. Sanisha, thank you for your time this evening, ma'am.
Thanks so much, Gugu. Great to chat again.
Indeed, and thanks for accommodating us during all these technological evolutions that we experienced.
Not a problem.
That's Anisha Pakrisamy, economist at Momentum Investments, giving us some perspective on the rising rate of inflation in South Africa and across the world, really, and penciling in 75 basis points increase in the repo rate that we should anticipate from the MPC tomorrow.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.